The scientific genius of radio is Edwin Armstrong. And again, another great inventor who, through the legal system, wound up winding up killing himself. He has four great inventions to his name. As a graduate student at Columbia University, he invented something called regeneration. It's a way of using feedback in these vacuum tube circuits to get an amplification effect in a radio detector. DeForest sued him over this invention, claiming that in 1906, Lee DeForest had invented the method of amplification. In fact, DeForest had no idea why it worked. Armstrong understood all the physics behind why amplification took place in these things. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, but because of the pre-existing patents that DeForest held, DeForest won that particular case. Armstrong lost. While a major in the U.S. Army during the First World War, he invented superheterodyne reception. This is in absolutely every radio and television receiving device in the entire universe today. It's a way of building a particular circuit that can mix very high frequencies with a lower reference frequency to generate an intermediate frequency that's easier to process. And this is a critical element of all radio-type devices. He invented that in 1918. In 1921, he invented something called super regeneration. You've seen some examples of why you need this. If you've ever been in a room where somebody has a microphone and near a speaker and you get into the feedback loop, he developed a circuit which would allow orders of magnitude levels of amplification without getting into that incredible positive feedback loop that destroys the amplification effect and leads to just random noise. But his final and most famous invention was frequency modulation, FM, in 1933. He was an audio nut. He wanted the most crystal clear reception that you could imagine. He fought the battle, developed the technology of going from amplitude modulation, which records the sound in kind of the power of the waveform, by encoding loudness or softness based on high frequencies or low frequencies instead. And this is much more tolerant of noise than you would find in an amplitude modulation system. He set up an experimental transmitter at the top of the Empire State Building, demonstrated to a meeting of the IEEE in New York City his transmitter effects. They were able for the first time to hear. As part of the things he did, he had at the sending end somebody crinkle up a piece of paper. The hall was silent. You could hear a pin drop. People were blown away by how realistic that sound of crackling paper sounded transmitted over radio system in FM. It was just mind-boggling to the world's assembly of radio engineers.